Medicaid expansion has been disastrous for many states around the nation, just as it was for Maine. Now, Augusta politicians are trying to expand Medicaid again because it is an election year. Hello, this is Governor Paula Page. I vetoed Medicaid expansion 5 times because we knew it would not be free. It would cost Maine taxpayers hundreds of millions of dollars over the next decade. AP reports at least 14 states with Medicaid expansion are being crushed by enrollments that are blowing past original projections. These states will have to pay hundreds of millions of dollars when the federal government's promise of free money is cut back in 2017. In Kentucky, enrollment in 2014 more than doubled what they projected. Cost estimates could skyrocket to more than $360 million. In Michigan, cost estimates for Medicaid expansion jumped 50% because of exploding enrollment. In Ohio, projected costs of expanding Medicaid have more than doubled. In California, 2.3 million people enrolled in Medicaid, almost 3 times what they projected. In Washington, enrollment more than doubled. In Oregon, enrollment exceeded projections by 73%. In 2017, Oregon will lose nearly $2 billion of federal funding for Medicaid. In New Mexico, enrollment jumped 44% over projections. They may have to take money from other state agencies to fill that budget gap. In Arkansas, cost overruns for Medicaid expansions were projected at $45 million in 2014. The state's Medicaid director resigned, and they had to seek a bailout from the federal government. Rhode Island expanded Medicaid in a way that was similar to what Democrats wanted for Maine. Enrollment of able-bodied Rhode Islanders immediately doubled, and the state faced a $52 million budget shortfall. As Yogi Berra said, it's deja vu all over again. Unlike other states, Maine expanded Medicaid in 2002. It resulted in welfare debt of $750 million to Maine hospitals, and it squeezed out funding for our elderly, disabled, our mentally ill, and our nursing homes. Maine's media has ignored it, but DHHS has done a tremendous job of containing the Medicaid shortfalls that used to blow holes in the budget every year. Medicaid spending is now essentially flat. But two liberal politicians want to expand Medicaid again, shamelessly tying it to more treatment programs for addicts. We already spend $76 million a year on substance abuse programs, but only $3 million a year chasing drug traffickers from out-of-state gangs. If these so-called politicians want to increase spending to treat addicts, they should try doing it without deception. They don't have to expand welfare. They just have to set priorities. Don't be fooled by this latest attempt to expand welfare. The results were disastrous for Maine, and it is now devastating states around the country. Obamacare is crumbling, and promises of free money are drying up. We have vetoed Medicaid expansion 5 times, and we will veto it every time electioneering politicians try to bring it up. It was the wrong thing to do then, and it's the wrong thing to do now. It's time to send dishonest and deceptive politicians home for good.